From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Iraqi special forces near the eastern city limits of Mosul Monday, tightening the noose as the offensive to retake the Islamic State group stronghold entered its third week. Forces from the Elite Counterterrorism Service, or CTS, faced mortar fire as they pushed from the Christian town of Bartala towards Mosul. The Lieutenant Colonel Mutahard al-Shamari said that the CTS had captured Bazaya and that if tonight everything is secured, they'll be about 700 meters from Mosul. A rebel assault to break the siege of Syria's Aleppo slowed Monday amid fierce resistance from regime forces as the UN said it was appalled by opposition fire on civilians. Meanwhile, Syrian opposition activists are calling on the UN and the international community to push for the release of tens of thousands of detainees in Syria. Lisa Schlein reports.
Member of the Syrian opposition's High Negotiations Committee, Khaled Kodja, tells VOA the release of detainees in Syria is a crucial confidence-building measure in the peace process.
Making progress in this file, in detainees file, will help us to improve the negotiation process and shift toward political solution with the other confidence-building measures like breaking the siege and providing humanitarian aid for the Syrian people.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Lebanon's parliament on Monday elected former General Michel Aoun president. It ends a vacuum and political stalemate of more than 2 years. This is VOA News.